We are. On Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, we are six lines down, V'Rebbe Aliba Deman. But just to recap, the Rabbi Yossi made the statement back in our Mishnah that it's possible for one loaf, let's say of the Shtei Halachim, to become Pigul independent of the other. Or that's what we thought Rabbi Yossi was saying. We're going to have to modify our understanding of Rabbi Yossi in today's Gemara, but that's what it sounded like from the Mishnah, because what we said was, if you shecht the two kvasim of Shavuos, planning to eat one of the loaves tomorrow, the Rabbi Yossi says, oso hachala, or in the parallel case, in the lechem hapanim, your intent was regarding one of the loaves, or one of the sets of loaves, regarding that are brought on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi said, that loaf is the one that becomes pigul, and the sheni, the second one, is not pigul. So Rav Huna gave us one explanation of Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna said, Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi, this was at the bottom of Yigimel Amid Beis, Pigel B'Yerach Shal Yamin Lonis Pagel A'Yerach Shal Smol. He said, this is true. What Rabbi Yossi said is not just a law in Lechem. It's not just bread that comes with Karbanos, but it's true in Karbanos in general. You can be Mephagel, a specific subunit of a Karban. So if there's an animal that's brought as a Karban, and you have a Pigel thought regarding the right thigh, that won't affect the left thigh. The left thigh is not pigul. It's not an all or nothing proposition. That was Rav Huna's explanation. And we said either because of svara, just like tumah doesn't naturally extend through an entire block. It's only that which is contiguous. But if the two pieces are separate, one piece becomes tamei, the rest of it does not. So too, pigul is not naturally communicated. That was one approach. And then the second approach was the pasuk halchalas mimenu avonatisa. If you eat from it, the part that you had the pigul thought about, not the entire animal. We then challenged this read of Rabbi Yossi based on a brisa, because we brought in a brisa that said that bread from a karban becomes pigul only if you have a kezias from both, which we assumed meant, it's the lechem of Shavuos, both loaves combined. And our problem was that the view of the Rabbanan, as we saw on the table the other day, was that even pigul on one should affect both loaves. Even if it's kezias from one loaf, it should affect both loaves. And if it's the view of Rabbi Yossi, that doesn't fit either, because Rabbi Yossi says these two loaves are entirely separate units. That's the way we understood them. So how is it that you would combine half olives from each one? So our answer was, that brisa is not a challenge to our explanation of Rabbi Yossi. The answer is that brisa is the view of Rabbi. Rabbi says that half of each will indeed be mitzdarif, will indeed combine, and that was the last bit from the top of Yadalat Amid Aleph. And the Gemara now says, well, that's a really nice idea, but where in the world did Rebbe come from? The Rebbe, sixth line on Yadalat Amid Aleph, the Rebbe Aliba Deman. Exactly whom is Rebbe following when he makes this statement, this idea that we combine half olives from each, and that if I would have a whole olive from one, that wouldn't affect that wouldn't create pigul. The Aliba de Rabbanan, if he's in line with the Rabbanan, afilu ba'achas mehenami, then even a kezias from one loaf should affect both loaves. Ella is the box edition, or E, alternatively. Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to put him in line with Rabbi Yossi, hadron kushin leduchte. Then our question returns, meaning, again, Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that. Rabbi Yossi is of the belief that the two loaves are independent. You can't combine. La'olam, so our answer is, you know what? That brisa is Aliba de Rabbanan. That brisa is actually the view of the Rabbanan. But the brisa said that it's only that they're only pigul if you have an olive from both combined, and the Rabbanan said even an olive from one would be sufficient to make both pigul. The lotema ad shefagel bishtei hen with a tough. Okay, don't say it's both loaves that have to be involved in the pigul. Ele'ema ad sheyefagel bishnei hen. Rather, it's talking about the sheep. And what it's saying is, your pigul thought has to be when you shecht both sheep, both matirin. Vafil ve'achas mehen, and even one of the loaves. In other words, it's not that your pigul thought is when you shecht one of the lambs, having both loaves in mind. Rather, your pigul thought is when you shecht both lambs. And it's about even one of the loaves. And the idea is, this is a machlokas regarding matirin. Remember what a matir is. A matir is something that I bring in order to permit the use of other carbon-related items. So here, both lambs are the matirin for the loaves. You shecht the lambs, now you can eat the bread. If you don't shecht both lambs, you can't eat the bread. So he says that pigul bechatzi matir, pigul in only part of the matirin, in only one of the lambs, will not render the bread pigul. it has to be on both lambs, and that's the way to read the line. Ulafuke mid Rabbi Meir, as opposed to Rabbi Meir's view. Damar mefaglin b'chadzi matir. He says, no, a pig will thought on half of the matir will in fact affect the entire thing, will affect the whole thing. That's the idea. As Rashi says, bishne ela imad shifagel bishnehem hakivasim, the two lambs. Vafilu b'kzayis, even if it's just a kizayis from both. Deshachat beiz kivasim amanas lechol kizayis mechala achas omi beiz chalos. Even if your thought was only about a kezias of the loaves, but it was while you shecht both lambs, but if your thought is about a kezias from the loaves, but only when you shecht one of the lambs, and there was no such thought when you shecht the other, it won't be figul. There is no pigul when you have a thought for only half of your matir. That's Rabbi Meir's position, and the Gemara says, kamash malon delo, the position of the Rabbanan is that it's not so. That's the idea. Rashi continues. This is an important Rashi to see. Ulafuke mid Rabbi Meir. We are disagreeing with Rabbi Meir. Da'amar besof mas nisen, because he's going to say, we didn't see it yet. He's going to say it in a later Mishnah. Mefaglin ba'avodas chatzi matir, that there is pigul when you do the avoda of half of a matir, diktani, because it's going to say, shachat echa ben akvasim lechol shtei chalos lamachar, if you shecht one of the lambs planning to eat the loaves tomorrow, Rabbi Meir, omer pigul v'chayav and olav kareis, Rabbi Meir says, that's already pigul. And now Rashi brings two questions he doesn't want you to ask. The ikasha, if you would ask, hakometz es hamincha, what about the case of kimitza, in which you have a pigul thought? Amay posel v'machshavasa, why should that disqualify anything? Ha'avodas chatzi matiru, that's only a half. Da'ika nami lavona, because you're still going to do the lavona. Right, remember our discussion yesterday that we had in the beginning of yesterday's Gemara, the machlokas we showed him as to when you do the lavona. Do you do the lavona with the kmitza on the mizbeach, or do you put the kmitza, you put the komets on the mizbeach, and then afterwards you put the lavona on the mizbeach? That was a machlokas, but either way, there are two parts to your matir process. There's your komets, and there's your lavona. So he says, if you really believe what Rabbi Meir believes, that pigul on part of the matir is effective, I'm sorry, if you really believe what the Rabbanan believes, but the Rabbanan believes that pigul on part of the matir is not effective, then there should be no such thing as an effective pigul thought when you do your kmitza, because you still have to put the lavona on the mizbeach. So he says, Taritz, the kmitza vaday avoda shleimahi. He says, no, because doing the kmitza is in and of itself a complete avoda. The halega kmitza belavona, because when you do the lavona, there is no act of kmitza. You just gather it, we said, you scoop it up, and you put it on the mizbeach. That isn't the formal avoda. The halega kmitza belavona, teda, daha bahaktaras komets, imchishev lechol shiraim lamachar, he says, I'll prove it to you, because when you put the komets on the mizbeach, if your thought is lechol shiraim lamachar, to eat the remnant after the proper time, pligi rabbanon va'amri, kevadik anami, aktaras levono, lo chashiv aktaras komets lefagel, there they do call a foul, there they do say, no, it doesn't work that way. Right? Because you still have kmitza to go, you still have the lavona to go, therefore your haktara of the komets is incomplete. Diksani masnisin pigo baktaras komets velo belavona v'chachamim re'im pigo lachi yifaga v'chol amatir. So he says, this debate between Rav Meir and the Chacham about pigo v'chatzi matir will play out when it comes to putting the lavona on the mizbeach. There we'll say, if you had the pigo foot only when you put the komets on, that's not pigo, because you still have lavona to put on. As opposed to if you have a pigul foot during kmitza, where he says that is complete, because picking up the lavona is not considered an extension of that avoda.
It's not considered kmitza.
It's not considered an act. It's not considered a part of the kmitza.
Only when the full avoda is done.
It's only when the full avoda is done. That's exactly what we are presenting from the Rabbanan. That's correct. Against Rabbi Meir. He's going to continue further with it, but I'm going to pause with that because I want to make sure that we don't lose the train of thought of the Gemara itself.
Why doesn't the Gemara consider that maybe Rebbe's expressing an independent opinion? Why would he have
to
agree with either of those other opinions?
I think because it's such an odd opinion that we would be presenting if it was entirely independent. I was wondering the same thing. Rebbe is a Bar Hachi. He can have his own view. But I think the answer is because the view as presented is that it's not Pigul as we first understood it, it's not pigel unless I have a thought about half an olive from one loaf, and I have a thought about half an olive from another loaf. It's just such an out there view that we're not willing to entertain that. We feel like it has to fit either the view of the Rabbanan, that pigel on one affects both, or the view of Rabbi Yossi, that they're two separate entities. We're uncomfortable otherwise.
We didn't want to consider another possibility.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a reasonable possibility. I think that's what's going on. But the Gemara says, okay, now what you've told me, we're up to the Ihachi in the Gemara, about 10, 12 lines down, what you've told me is that the line in the Brisa is that if you shecht the lamb, if you shecht both lambs, having in mind pigel thought for the bread, that will affect the bread. But if you do it only with one of the lambs, it's not. So the Gemara says, you know what? That's not such a chiddush. That's not a novelty at all. That's what the Rabbanan believe, right? Against Rabbi Meir, but that's what the Rabbanan believe. So he says, Ihachi, if that's really so, my la'olam, then what was your earth-shattering lesson that you had to say la'olam? It's really this. Everybody else is wrong. This is really the way it is. That's the way that it was presented, was as though that this Brisa was saying something brand new, something wild and different. The la'olam ein bokari said, shifagel bishnehen, or bishtehen, the i'amrit bishlam bishtehen u'bishnehen, Rabbi Yossi, Ulafuki, Rabbi Meir, Midrabbanan Kasi, Haimid Kamar La'olam. He says it's one thing if what you were saying was you need thoughts about both loaves, a combined thing from both loaves, when you're shechting both lambs, right, and you're following the view of Rabbi Meir, and you're disagreeing with the entire rest of the world. You're disagreeing with Rabbi Meir on Pigul B'chatzimati. You're disagreeing with the Rabbanan in terms of the ability of one loaf to affect the other. That merits a la'olam. That's a wow. Ela Iyamid Rabbanan. But if we're following the Rabbanan, and your only point is Ulafuki with Rabbi Meir, to say, well, we don't agree with Rabbi Meir, you don't need a pigul thought on both lambs, my la'olam, what's your la'olam? He says, I'm not comfortable with this reading of the Brisa. This reading of the Brisa is a forced read. I'm not comfortable with that. So that's challenge number one to our understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that that one loaf from the two loaves of Shavuos can become pigul independent of the other. The two loaves are independent. That's Rabbi Yossi's statement. We wanted to expand that and say Rabbi Yossi in general believes that regarding karbanos. One part of the karban can become pigul independent of the other. One challenge to that is the authorship of this brisa and the view of the brisa. And now we're going to present two more challenges to show that really that can't be what Rabbi Yossi believes. Oh, then further.
Rabbi, in the meantime, is this Rabbi along the same line in terms of the question of Rabbi Yossi?
No, because Rebbe didn't say that one loaf becomes pigul independent of the other. His only point was that it depends on whether you said b'shteyan or b'shneyan. That will determine that, but as we left it, that's not his view. V'od, and further, Ha'amar Rav Ashi, didn't Rav Ashi say, Tashma, we brought you the following proof that Rabbi Yossi isn't saying what you think he's saying. Regarding, specifically, as Rashi notes here, the Parim HaNisrafim, the Se'irim HaNisrafim, which go through Avoda in the Heichal, as well as in the Azara. So he says, Rebbe Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe cites Rabbi Yossi as saying, Pigel B'davar HaNasa B'chutz, if you do your pigel thought during an Avoda that's done out in the Azara, Pigel, meaning if your pigel thought is about something that's outside and you do it during a thought that's outside, during an avoda that's outside, that's pigel. B'davar anasa b'fnim of lo pigel, but not if it's during an avoda in the heichol. Ketzad, how so? Can you give me an example here? Haya omid b'chutz, he's standing in the azara with one of these bowls that was in the Parim HaNisrafim. V'amar, and he said, Hareini shochet, I'm shechting this in the azara, amanas lahazos midamo lamachar, and my goal is I'm going to do the sprinkling of the dam tomorrow, which is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be today. But it's an avoda that you do inside, in the heichal. So he's standing in the azara, and he has a pigul thought regarding the avoda he's going to do in the heichal. Lo pigil, that's not called pigul. Why not? Gzeras hakasav. It's learned from Psukim, which Rashi helpfully brings for you here. But hang on, I didn't get there yet. Lo pigil. He says that doesn't generate pigil. Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar anasa b'fnim, because it was an avoda regarding that which is going to be done inside while he was standing outside. That he says is not pigul. Whereas hayomet bifnim, if he's standing in the heichal, va'amar hareini mazal manas lahakter emurim lamachar v'lishpach shirayim lamachar, and he has a pigul thought regarding putting the emurim up on the mizbeach or pouring out the remnant of the dam, which are azara activities. We say lo pigul. That's not pigul either, because you're standing in the heichal having a thought about the azara. Shemachshava bifnim, but davar nasa b'chutz. Your thought is when you're in the heichal about something you're going to do in the azara. Hayomet b'chutz, if he's standing in the azara, va'amar hareini. And his thought is about Azara activities of pouring the dam at the base of the Mizbeach or putting the Emurim on the Mizbeach, both of which are done in the Azara. Your thought was outside, about something that you're going to do outside. End of quote. So he says, wait a minute. What exactly is going to become pigul here when you do this pouring of the remnant of the dam? If you're talking about rendering the dam pigul, dam mi mifkul. Dam doesn't become pigul. We learn zvachim vatnan. We know the Mishnah. Elu devarim she'en chayav and alein mishum pigul. If you eat the following things, you're not liable for pigul. Hakometz, the kometz itself of the flower, valavona, the frankincense, vaktaras, the incense, correct, uminchas kohanim, the mincha brought by the kohanim, which all goes on the mizbeach, uminchas nisachim, which comes with karbanos, uminchas kohen mashiach, the mincha the kohen gadol, meaning the chavitin, the ha-dam. The dam, the blood, is not up for pigul status. So that can't be what's becoming pigul. Ela pshita lev gulei basar. It must mean that what's going to become pigul is the meat of the karban. And he says, hashta umahasam delo chashiv be basar gufei. Rav Yosi Mifgal, Hacha de Chashiv be bezevach gufei lo koshkin de pigul be yerach yamin pigul be yerach smol. He says, in that case, you have a thought when you're working on when you're working on the karban, you have a thought regarding the emurim that are going on the mizbeach, and that's going to render the meat that you eat pigul. So my thought is about one part of the karban, and it affects the other part of the karban. Well, then certainly Rabbi Yossi is going to believe that if my thought is about the right thigh of the meat that I eat, it'll also affect the left thigh of the meat that I eat, where they're both of the same halachic status. So you extrapolated from Rabbi Yossi's statement about the loaves to say to me also, you have a thought of pigul about one piece of meat, it's going to affect the other, it won't affect the other piece of meat. But here, it seems clear that it should. That's my second challenge to your understanding of Rabbi Yossi. I put it more succinctly on your sheet. Regarding Barman Esrafim, Rabbi Yossi says that a pigul thought on Haktaras Emurin affects the meat. So, in that case, how can you tell me that one thigh doesn't affect the other?
This is Rabbi Yossi coming out to tell us that it's all one entity at one point in time. Therefore, one thigh...
So are both thighs.
But the loaves are not one
right.
Entity.
Right. In Hanami, the loaves, everybody has to agree that Rabbi Yossi says regarding the loaves, one loaf doesn't affect the other. That was explicit in our Mishnah. Our challenge is only to the extrapolation that in general that's true regarding karbanos, that a thought about one piece of the carbon won't affect the other.
But where it's one entity...
So, the ode and further, maybe, that may be the answer, we have to get to it. The ode and further, Ha'ama Ravina, it's a similar challenge. Now Ravina says, Tashma, come in here from the following case. You do the kmitza of the mincha, planning to eat the shirayim, or planning to put the kometz on the mizbeach, at the wrong time, tomorrow. Modi Rabbi Yossi bezusha, piga v'chayav and olav kares. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, that's pigul. So the Gemara asks now, having read that, Lahakter Komtza Lev Gule Mai, what exactly is it that's becoming pigul here when you do the komets? Ilim Lev Gule Komets, if it's for the komets itself to be pigul, komets be mifgul. The komets doesn't become pigul. Vatanan, Elu Dramshin Chayavan Alemishim Pigul, and the very first one on the list, Ha Komets. That's right, it komets doesn't become pigul. Elapshita Lev Gule Shirayim, it must be it's about the remnants becoming pigul. So he says, look, Hashto Mahasam Dul Chashabu Bishirayim Gufei. In that case, your thought wasn't about the shirayim. Your thought was in the haktara of the komets, right? It was regarding the haktara of the komets, I should say. And yet, mifkali, the whole thing becomes pigul. Hacha dechashibu bezvicha gufa lo kol shekein. Here, where your thought is, in fact, about the basar, your thought was about eating the right thigh at the wrong time. So it should certainly lo kol shekein. Certainly, it should affect the left thigh. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? I reject Rav Huna's reading of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi should not be expanded beyond the loaves. Elo am Rabbi Yochanan, hachi taima de Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi's logic. Hakasuv asa'on guf echad, ve'akasuv asa'on shne gufin. In some cases, the Torah treats it as one entity, meaning the loaves of the lechem apanim, or the shnei alechem. In some cases, the Torah treats them as one entity, ve'akasuv asa'on shne gufin, and sometimes the psukim treat them as two different entities. We'll read through the Gemara first, and then Tosfos will show us the psukim. Guf echad, they are one body in the sense that dema'akviyah hadadi. They're ma'akev, meaning if I bring the shtei lechem of, if I bring the two kvasim of Shavuos and only one loaf of bread, that's not a valid karban. However, shnei gufin, they are two bodies. Da amar rachmana halachuda avida valachuda avida. We say each one exists independently and becomes pigul independently. Arvinu mis arvin. The dakas of asa and guf echad, for some purposes we mix them. They are considered mixed, because after all we have a pasuk to say that they are considered to be one. The palginu miflagi, however, when they're divided up, they're also divided. Like when he says, when he says, I'm planning on eating one of them at the wrong time. Dakas of asa and shnei gufin, because the pasuk makes them two separate entities. That's the idea. Rashi says, if you take a look at Rashi. You see that? Rashi is the last of the wide lines on top. They're ma'ake for each other. One is no good if you don't have the other. He says, so that means that they're really one. They're one unit. And it says they shall be so less. That tells you that it's a requirement when you use the term havaya that it shall be tihyena. Va'oso kasav atmos on shnei gufin, but that same pasuk made them two. Midichsev shtayim, because it says two of them. So shtayim shnei asronim means that there are two, but so as tihyena, they shall be as a single unit. One is ma'akev the other. That's what Rashi does. Tosos is slightly different. Tosos hakasav asan guf echad says the guf echad from taviu lechem tenufa. You should bring it as lechem tenufa, a single loaf, lechem. That you're going to raise up, as opposed to shtayim shnei asronim, is what tells me that they're two separate things. So according to this version, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi believes that it's only the loaves for which we divide them. It's not regarding any other thing. It won't be applicable to the thighs of the korbanos. Therefore, challenge number two and challenge number three that we brought in the Gemara are irrelevant. The law of dividing it up only applies to the loaves, and therefore the brisa that said that they become pigul together if you combine a kezias from both of them is in fact Rabbi Yossi talking. And it's talking about the two loaves, not the two lambs. So everything is resolved now. Rabbi Yochanan has made Rabbi Yossi read smooth.
What about the fact that we had to trigger to the wording and said that?
Yeah.
Shnehem as opposed to.
Right, so now we go back to our original read that it's in fact Shnehem and it's the two loaves. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan. We now have a new question from Rabbi Yochanan regarding the combination of half zayas pigul thoughts from separate avodos. Pigyal balach me toda mahu. What if a person has, the kohen has a pigul thought regarding the loaves of bread from the? I jumped the gun when I said what it's going to be now. This is still a follow-up from the previous discussion. What about the loaves of bread from the Lach Metoda, the 40 Lach Metoda? The Minchas Ma'afeh Mahu. Or what about, you have a Minchas Ma'afeh, the baked bread, where we said that you have different types of bread that are going to be brought. So, what's the deal there? Do we say that a thought about one loaf affects the others or not? You don't have the same psukim that you have by the shtei halechem. Satana le Rav Tachlifa mima'arava, Rav Tachlifa v'eretz Yisrael taught, v'cheinata omer balach meitoda, v'cheinata omer b'minchas ma'afa, the same law will pertain. We extrapolate from the shtei halechem to other loaves to say that they can exist, in fact, independently. Okay, Tana Rabbana, now the new topic. Bishas shechita chishev lecho chatzi zayis. Ubishas zirika chishev lecho chatzi zayis. Let's say at the time of the shechita of the karban, you planned that you were going to eat half an olive amount at the wrong time. And then, at the time of the Zrika, you planned to eat half an olive of the karban at the wrong time. As Rashi points out, Shechita and Zrika are both matirin for this. The Shechita makes the blood kodesh, he discusses that there, and the Zrika makes the meat available for use. So they're both matirin. So if I have a thought about half an olive during Shechita and half an olive during Zrika, pigul. Mibnei sheshchita uzrika mitzdarfin. That's, it's pigul, they both combine. That we know, that we take as a given. However, there are two different reasons that are brought as to why this is so. Ikadam rishchita uzrika ditravayu matirin in. Kabbalah ve'olach halo. One view is, shchita and zrika are unique among the avodos. They combine. Other avodos don't. They combine because they're both matirin. One for the dam and one for the basar, as Rashi said. Ve'ika di amri, alternatively, hanach de merachkan ve'koshkin hani de mekarvan. I could tell you, maybe shchita and zrika combine, even though they are far apart from each other in terms of where they happen and when they happen, and certainly then halacha and haktara will combine. We only singled out shchita and zrika to tell me that even those combine, but halacha and haktara will certainly combine as well. Halacha, you bring it to the mizbeach; haktara, you put it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, "Ini, could that really be so?" Vatani Levi, arba avodos ein mitzdarfos lepigul. Levi taught four avodos do not combine: shchita, uzrika, kabbalah, v'halacha. That these avodos do not combine. You have to have an entire pigul thought during one avoda. So what do you do? So Amar Rava Lokasha. Rava says that's okay. Ha Rebbe, ha Rabbanon. The answer is, in fact, it's a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, as follows. Tisanya, here goes the brisa. Hashochet es hakeves leachol chatzi zayis mechalazu v'chein chavero leachol chatzi zayis mechalazu. You shechted one of the lambs of Shavuos, which are matirin for the bread, right? So you shechted one of the lambs planning to eat half an olive from one bread, and then the other lamb planning to eat half an olive from the other one. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says that in that case they do not combine. He is not going to combine. Rebbe says, I'm not going to combine it. So the view that says that the four avodos do not combine, right? The view of Levi's Brisa, that's Rebbe. That's true. They don't combine. To which Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, wait, you're mixing apples and oranges. Amar, so to speak. Amar Deshama Le Rebbe Chatzi Matir V'Chatzi Achila. Rebbe doesn't combine in that case because you had a thought about half a matir. Each lamb is half a matir. And Chatzi Achila, about half of the of an olive from each independent loaf. But Kula Matir V'Chatzi Achila Mishamet Le. Maybe he would in fact agree ordinarily that we do combine if your thought was during the entire matir. And about half. In other words, if your thought was when you shechted both lambs, and your thought was about half an olive from one loaf and half an olive from the other loaf, Misha, or your thought was one during shchita and one during zrika, to use our case, but your thought was about a single entity in terms of what you're going to eat from, so Misha Amalei, would he then say that it doesn't combine? Abaye says, not so fast. Maybe it's only because by the kvasim each is half a matir, and the loaves are each half half a zayas from each loaf. Amar le Rava bar Rav Chanan l'Abaye, to which Rava bar Rav Chanan says to Abaye, v'i isle le Rebbe kula matir v'chatzi achila. If Rebbe really believes that you can combine it when it's the entire matir, that you have the thought of, and it's only half from each loaf, ligzor chatzi matir v'chatzi achila atu kula matir v'chatzi achila. Then he should have said that the carbon is puzzle, even if it's just half a matir, because lest you do where it's the entire matir. Dahara biyosi gazav rabbanan gazri, because we have ample precedent for making gazeros. Don't eat from this, lest you eat from that. Rabbiosi gazav, Rabbiosi had it in the following case. Disnan, as a Mishnah says, lahaktir levonas alamachar. If you shech the lambs planning to put the Lavona on them, or you do the Komets, I should say, planning to put the Lavona on the Mizbeach tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Pasol Vein Bo Kares, V'Chacham Omer, Pigul V'Chayav and Alea Kares. V'Chachamim say it's Pigul. Rabbi Yossi says it's Pasol. Rabbi Yossi says, really, it's not Pigul, but I'll give you a Gezerah because I'm worried about the case in which you're going to do it on the Lavona as well as the Komets. So he makes a Gezerah. Rabbanan Nami Gazri, and the Rabbanan also make such gezeros. Dis not, as the Mishnah says, pigel bekometz v'lo belavona, belavona v'lo bekometz. So your thought is only on half the matir. Rabbi Meir omer pigel v'chayav and olav kares. Rabbi Meir says it's pigel because it's pigel b'chatzi matir. V'chachamim omer ein bo kares it shafaga b'chol matir. And the Chachamim say there is no kares unless you do pigel on the entire matir. But at the same time, they say it is going to be pasul. So we have precedent both for Rabbi Yossi In his case was the Mishnah where you did the Kometz planning to put the Levona on the Mizbeach tomorrow. He goes there. He said it's possible even though it's not Pigul. And in this case over here, the Rabbanon say that if you had the Pigul thought in the Kometz and not the Levona, or vice versa, it's possible even though it's not Pigul. So we have precedent for making such gezeros. So our challenge to you, Abaye, is, within your understanding, why was there no gezera over here? To which he said, because literally here is now, the two cases are not comparable. Rabbi Yossi made the gezera about the case in which you had the thought about the Levona only, because he was concerned, what's going to happen? You had the other thought about the Levona with the Mincha. Rabbanan Gazri Kometz Atu Kometz de Mincha Schote. The Rabbanan made the Gezerah for the Kometz even though there was no Levona, because in some cases there won't be Levona. Sometimes you have the Kometz that you bring if someone sins, right, where there is no Levona. U Levona Atu Levona Bibazichin. And sometimes you have Levona without flour, like the Levona you put on the Mizbeach from the Lechem HaPanim of Shabbos. Kivasim Nami, and by the sheep also, Keves Atu Keves Chavero. Sometimes you'll put both lambs on, sometimes only one lamb, but therefore we were concerned. Not putting both lambs on, but shechting both with the Pigul thought. The Bazach Atu Bazach Chavero. And sometimes we put one of the Bazichen on with a Pigul thought, and sometimes you'll end up putting both Bazichen on, but it's an easy step. But here, where are you ever going to come up with a case in which he's going to have the thought about half the matir and half of the achila that I should make a gezerah? Where is this case ever going to become a complete one? In other words, my thought is going to be when I do one lamb because of one loaf, right? Half as eyes of one lamb because of half as eyes of one loaf. There's never going to be a case in which I have only one lamb. And there's never going to be a case in which I have only one loaf. So therefore, it's not as though a gezerah is necessary. Therefore, they did not make a gezerah. This is actually a very important point that he's making here. It seems a little bit obscure, but it's very important. The reason it's important is because you have no business making gezeros. If you make a gezerah, you're maybe kachim lebeis hapsul. You're going to disqualify karbanos. There's a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat from these karbanos. What business do you have rendering the kachim pasul? The Gemara asks us in Yevamos. Yevamos Daf Tzadi, which I referenced on the sheet, asks the question over there, because in fact you have a gezerah that makes you ineligible to eat a karban because of a derabanan. And their answer there, well, is it's a sheval tase. But we're not really comfortable with the idea of gezerahs that render karbanos inedible. We don't like that. We'd like to avoid that. So we minimize the application of these gezeros. And he says, Hachinami mistabra, taima de rabbanon mishum hachiyu. And he says, it makes sense to say that this is the rabbanon's logic, for where they make the gezera and where they do not. The Ketani Seifa, because the end is said, Modim chachamim l'Rabbi Meir b'minchas chotei u'minchas kenos shem pigel b'kometz shepigul v'chayavan ala akareth. The chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir. If you do the pigul on the mincha of a chotei or the mincha of a sota where there is no lavona, so they say that if you do the pigul thought in the kometz, that's pigul and yikareth shakometz u'amatir, because the kometz is the entire matir. Ha'lamali l'misna klav, why did I need you to say that? Pshita, miika matir achrina, it's obvious. There is no other matir. El olav, hakamash malan, the time of the kometz mishum deika, kometz de minchas chode de damilei. The answer is, they made the gzera regarding the kometz where you didn't do the lavona because of the case in which all you have is the kometz without any lavona. So again, to make sure that we have some understanding of what we just read, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, do you combine pigul thoughts from separate avodos? The Braisa said shchita and zrika do combine. We weren't sure whether that was specifically shchita and zrika, or whether that was all, or whether it was, or whether it was something that would apply to all avodos, any of the avodos, and even those, even though they're not close together. That was our question. It's really on this sheet where I wrote because of similar nature. It should say similar nature or despite proximity, not because of proximity. That's a mistake on my sheet. I have to change that. And then we challenged it because of Levi's Brisa. Levi says no avodos combine. So what do I do with that? So we said Rebbe says that your thought with it could be Rebbe's view. Rebbe says that your thought with one matir, one lamb, doesn't combine with your thought from the second lamb. It could be Rebbe is in line with Levi, or it could be Rebbe agrees with us, and there's a limit to how far we're going to go when we disqualify when we apply pigul, or when we apply psul lest it become pigul. Maybe at a certain point we say, you know what, we're not going to make this gezerah. If it's one loaf with a thought for one lamb and one loaf with a thought for another lamb, we're not going to combine it. Why? Because you're never going to come from that to do a real pigul thought. There's never going to be a case where there only is one lamb, and there's never going to be a case where there only is one loaf. So therefore, we're not worried, and therefore we don't make such a gezerah. In which case, Levi's view is independent, and Rebbe is not like Levi. Rebbe is in line with our braisa about combining shechita and zrika. Okay. That brings us to a Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah. Nitmeis achas min hachalos, o achas min hasidarim. Let's say one of the loaves of Shavuos or one of the sedarim of the lechem apanim from Shabbos becomes tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says that's it. They're all no good. The whole thing is gone. Shein karban tzibur chaluk. You can't split the karban tzibur. You lose one, you destroy both. Whereas v'chachamim omer matamei betum aso v'atar yeachil. The chachamim say no. The tamei one is tamei. The other one, though, in fact, will be eligible to be eaten. We have to discuss when exactly it became tamei. That's going to be a critical point. We'll come back to that, God willing, tomorrow.